Well, look at this. A snake in the birdhouse.
That's weird music.
I forgot the other part.
Awesome.
That's okay. Sorry, I'm not tipsheet.
It's all right. We'll live. We'll soldier forward. Hi, boys. How are we?
Snake.
Hi there.
Was it fun last night, Donnie?
It was. Yes. It was fun until
fun for
the bottom
minutes.
Fell out. Yeah, it was great.
Dude, unbelievable. You're bad luck.
I was not by myself.
You're bad luck.
There were 18,000 other people there. Are they bad
Never
luck
go
also?
Back.
They canceled the win because of you.
That could have meant that was the one seed, and you blew it.
I'm going to the playoff game. All of them. How about that?
Wow.
All right. Okay. Would you guys take Luka back? Right, a lot of Luka, a lot
yes.
of Masters. We're going to talk. To
yeah, you. It doesn't even matter. Yes.
Yes.
Would you take Luka back right now for the rest of his career, knowing the Mavs would make the finals a couple of times, but ultimately never win a championship with him?
Sure, because yep. they're not going to win one now.
Yep.
But you know they're not going to win one in this scenario.
Give it to me, Lance.
You're not even going to take the other chance that they might pull one off?
Nope.
Not the way I'm feeling right now. Nope. God. I may change my mind a little later, but now I'm in my feels right now.
Yeah, I think we all are. You know what's lost in all this is the fact that just beyond Luka coming back, this game is huge for the Lakers.
It really is. No, you are right. Looking like what you like to do at looking at the Western Conference standings.
Yeah.
It is it is very, very important because they are doing their best to try and avoid an Oklahoma City Thunder meeting in the second round. But just the way these teams are jumbled up, they need this badly.
Dude, it could be Oklahoma City in the first round. If they somehow screw around, they lost last night. They could, just because of the emotions of tonight, I don't know what's going to happen, but if they end up losing tonight, they have Houston coming up next. And if somehow they lose these next two games, the Lakers fall to the 8 seed.
Yeah. Minnesota kind of wet the bed last night by losing, blowing that lead to Milwaukee. And now they're on the road in the play-in.
Yes.
As the 8th seed, so everything matters. Houston's locked into that 2 seed, so you wonder how they're going to go about their business. They can't move up or down.
Right.
So you got to hope that they're just kind of chilling and maybe resting a couple of starters or so, preparing themselves for the playoffs. But, yeah, this is big.
Yeah. Okay, back to the Masters from Tim Tim. If you won the Masters this weekend, which you could, what are you choosing to be on the menu at next year's Champions Dinner? You have the right to pick, as Scottie Scheffler did this past, he won this past year again, and he chose like sliders and chili and brisk. He basically chose a diarrhea menu.
That's not that type of menu. That's fine.
Just a lot of beef, man.
That's right. It's from Texas. That's what we do.
Yeah, I know.
We use meat.
Go for some tacos.
What would y'all do? If you have an app, you have a main course, you have a dessert, what would you choose?
Definitely for my appetizer would be a very nice lobster bisque.
Okay.
Full of nice chunks of lobster. It would
very
be fantastic.
Good. Man, all right.
That would be my appetizer.
I didn't even think of that. I was like, guacamole? I don't know.
My meal.
Guacamole?
I was thinking of what I might get at a restaurant as an app. And I get guacamole sometimes.
What a give up, dude. Guacamole's going to be there regardless. Like, just going to be around. Like a real app, like some sort of, I don't know, barbecued. Yeah, like from Desperados, the bacon wrapped shrimp.
Yeah, that's a good nice appetizer. Sure. That's great.
The lobster bisque is a really good idea.
A nice, fine lobster bisque.
Okay,
with
fine.
Bread.
How about some elk nachos?
Don't
elk
give up.
Nachos?
Think about it. This is what you love.
Yeah, I had that as an appetizer once.
I have a feeling you don't have appetizers very often.
It's just straight to the meal. His appetizer is beer.
Yeah, right?
That's what it is.
That's my app. It's just a table of like a variety of beers.
It's a flight. Everyone has a flight of beer.
But I get really pissed because I'm like, wait, that one's not from Georgia. I said local.
Yeah. Everyone's all hung over on Wednesday.
Turn the table
8.5% beers that they've been drinking.
Awesome.
And then my main course will be some sort of steak. We'll try to I don't know if it's a...
That's what I was going to say. Like a filet mignon?
Or, no, I want the big, fatty...
Medium rare filet mignon.
Wagyu.
Beautiful cut.
Yeah, steak is definitely okay. The main course with some asparagus, Brussels sprouts, and macaroni and cheese as the sides. Maybe a little truffle mashed potatoes.
Okay.
And then for dessert, cookies. It's going to be as simple as it gets. But I just want yellow cake with chocolate icing.
Hmm.
You can even make it out the box if you want to. I don't care. That's what I want.
I think I would say cookies.
I do love some yellow cake.
Yellow
definitely.
Cake
and I do like the, I don't even like chocolate, but I love the chocolate icing on the yellow cake.
That's always been my go-to. Like when we went to Wyatt's Cafeteria or Luby's, when you can go and grab whatever dessert you wanted, the yellow cake with the chocolate icing, just, just take me back.
I would do ceviche because I love ceviche. I would do, as an appetizer, I would do some form of like red fish or something like that. Definitely with like macaroni and cheese and Brussels sprouts on the side like you, Donnie. And then I would make it very simple. Like Scotty Scheffler's doing the warm chocolate chip cookie. Like you stick it in an oven for 30 seconds or whatever to warm it up with and then with vanilla ice cream on the side.
Love it.
Yeah.
I do that too.
I would do something very simple like that. Although I do love peach cobbler. Peach cobbler to me is the greatest dessert of all time.
Gotta have cookies.
I get roasted for this, but yeah,
I hate warm fruit.
Yeah, I don't eat peach cobbler.
You don't eat cobbler?
No.
No
of any kind.
It's okay. It's all right.
I'll take the ice cream though. That would be great.
Okay, if EA or Ham were paired with Scheffler or Rory, and it was the final pairing of the day, so nobody else would be affected by slow play. Is there any way that those two would have the patience to shoot a good score at the Masters? So essentially we're talking about a 12 to 15 hour round of golf at Augusta for those guys.
They would get so fed up because they have to stand there and walk three paces to get to EA's next shot and then walk three more paces. And it will take 20 shots to get to his drive.
And all those
stupid takes.
All the water hazards that they have out there, the Rays Creek that runs through there, and the ponds and everything, like, just standing there watching them drop ball after ball after ball after ball trying to get over that thing. They would literally shoot in the 500s.
I think
at
it'd
Augusta.
Be worse. I bet they'd shoot over 1,000 at Augusta. I'm serious. For real.
For one round.
Yeah.
1,000?
1,000.
Okay,
like you could
seriously,
take a putter
no, I'm
and
not
putt
kidding.
Your way to 1,000.
Yeah, but I suggested that to EA at the April Fool's Open. They're playing a course out there at Prairie Lakes that's not even comparable to Augusta. It took them 29 shots for a par 5 at that course.
I know.
Yeah.
Okay.
With no bunkers.
So armed with that, could Scheffler or Rory post a good score if EA shot 1,000?
I don't think so.
I think the problem is that they wouldn't be able to stay loose. They'd be taking so many swings to make sure that they didn't. That'd be wild, man.
Okay, so everyone tees off. So it's Scheffler, then Rory.
You'd have no rhythm.
And then EA and Ham.
Yes, that's the foursome.
Yes, that's the foursome. How many shots, where will Ham and EA be before Rory and Scheffler get to their second shot? Will they be at 30?
Yes.
So that's 330 yards. That's how far Scotty and Rory hit the ball.
Yeah.
Okay, but also think about
30. Yeah.
Easily. Definitely. Because if they hit it at, they'd hit it out of bounds constantly. I mean, those fairways are not forgiving. I mean, like, they don't hit the ball straight.
Sometimes they don't hit it far enough to hit it out of bounds either.
True,
they would
but
just kind of.
And then they wouldn't have the patience to play around with me.
Do you, I mean, honestly, if EA or Ham had the ball in the pine straw, you think that they're doing something with that? Come on.
No.
What a great experiment that would be.
I would pay all the money in the world to watch that.
They would have to renovate the course afterwards because of how torn up it was from them.
15 hour round. Okay, would you guys, or were you guys, I don't remember Donovan if you were, but I definitely remember having this conversation.
Okay.
Were you guys in favor of the Mavs dealing Dirk post age 35 had he not won a title here already? So let's say he's 35 and the Mavs go into the Esser. Mm-hmm. And they have no hope of winning a title in his last 4 to 5 years. Would you guys have been okay with them dealing him to Golden State or whoever?
It would have hurt me, but I would have wanted my guy to win the championship.
I agree. And I was
so
the same
I would
way.
Have said yes. I would have.
Because I think he would have said, I've asked for a trade because I'd like to try to get a ring.
Yeah. And I think everyone would accept that.
I would have, yes.
So, yes.
And I would have accepted it with Luka if he got to a point in his career where he was in his
mid-30s. At 32, 33, and he hadn't won, and he wanted to go. Yes, I would do that.
I'm like, man, I hope that dude goes and gets one somewhere.
Yep.
I was definitely in that boat. Hell, to be honest with you, because there were rumors of him going to Golden State in like 2016 or something like that, or 17. I can't remember the year.
Yeah.
As just being like a spot-up three-point shooter. I kind of, even though he had won a title here, I kind of was okay with him if he would have said, I'm going to go chase another one.
Yep, I would have been fine with it because the championship was already brought. Yeah, go get you another one, man. That's fine. Because of what they put around him and you knew that team had no chance of winning, sure, no problems with it.
That actually would have been really cool.
Yeah, just to see him just firing from the outside.
Like, did New England Patriots fans, were they rooting for Brady when he won the Super Bowl in Tampa?
That's an interesting question.
I mean, he won 6 there.
I think so. I think they had to have rooted for him.
You have to be
surely
thinking.
They did way too much for that franchise for you to be upset about what happened. Like, how many more championships do you want?
Right.
You got 6 of them.
I mean, I'll take more.
I mean, yeah, I know you will, but let's be realistic about it. Yeah, I think they all rooted for him.
That still amazes me that guy, as successful as the Cowboys franchise was for 50 years or whatever, that guy single-handedly has more rings than the Cowboys franchise.
It is pretty wild.
It is.
I mean, they won half. The Cowboys won half of all the world. Wait, what?
I don't know.
I don't know what I'm saying. Never mind.
There was a time that, you know, up until like 92, that they had played in like half the NFC championship game.
Yeah, that's what it was. That's what I was thinking. And I couldn't figure out how
95 or whatever it was. From Deddy, I don't know if you guys know him. He says, hey, brothers, tonight at the AAC, would you rather see A, Luka go off like 40-plus point triple-double, but the Mavs win the game, or Luka has a terrible game, 3-for-17, 8-to-10 turnovers, yells at the fans, but the Lakers win?
I would like to see Luka go for like 90 tonight and not miss a shot and only shoot logo threes and drain them all.
Right now, if you're asking me.
And the Lakers win.
Yeah,
Lakers
fine, that's great. I don't care.
That's fantastic.
Who wins the game. I really don't. But I do really want to see him go off.
I do too.
And then when the game starts, I'll internally just root for the Mavericks because that's what I do. But I'm still going to say right now, yeah, Luka go off, Lakers win, whatever.
From Carl, if Luka weighed 450 pounds.
That'd be awesome.
What was the guy, the quarterback, the hefty lefty?
Jared Lorenzen from Kentucky.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. Did he die of fat?
I don't know if he died from fat.
I don't know the cause of death.
He
Snake.
Wasn't the whale. Jeez.
So if Luka weighed 450. Oh. But he still averaged 28-7. 20 points, 8 rebounds, 7 rebounds, or 7 assists. Would he still be as loved as he is now? Like if he was a Maverick and he came back and he was...
they call him
just kind of waddling
Hutt.
Around.
I think he'd be loved even more. Everyone loves the big guy.
Yeah, because you'd be like, that'd be even more amazing.
Yeah. Like, look what he's doing.
Like the fat guy in Teen Wolf.
Oh, with his jersey all tight. Yeah, no.
Didn't they call him Chubbs?
I'm with you.
Wasn't that his nickname?
But even remember. The fat guy from Teen Wolf wasn't 450.
No, he wasn't 450.
That's a whole different ball game. Like, if that guy's 450 getting up and down the court and having all those assists like that, everyone would cheer for
about,
him.
Like, Billy Bob in Varsity Blues might have weighed 450.
And that's Luka in a grabbing rebounds and leading a break.
Right.
That would be fantastic.
Crossing over everyone.
Why does he sound like that?
You know, that'd be so awesome. As he's running back down the court, he grabs somebody's popcorn or whatever from the courtside seat and eats it.
Throws it back like T.O. and then keeps going.
Nachos! Dunk.
He's always going diving for balls in the crowd so he can grab someone's hot dog and take a bite out of it. Thank you.
It's always just guttural.
So refreshing. All right, Snake. Thank you so much.